Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Very important topic today with two very important people from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Al Maxwell, trainer, facilitator, is here. Al, great to see you.
Great to see you again, Renee. Good morning, everyone.
So glad you're here. Becca Tan, communications manager, is here. Hello, Becca.
Good morning, Renee.
I've really enjoyed our series this year that we've been doing with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. We've covered so much incredible information. And by the way, if you've missed any of these, you can easily go search our podcast. Go to KRDO.com, look under the radio tab, click on podcast, and you can easily find all of our podcasts and topics this that we've talked about this year, from, hey, putting together a resume.
Right.
To, you better have a very snazzy LinkedIn profile. Right? Like,
if you're looking for a job.
Right.
Well, absolutely.
I was going to say, well, Al, I still need to come see you about that.
Yes.
Very snazzy.
Promises, promises.
But today we are talking about a very important topic, and this may have happened to you, may have happened to a loved one, may have happened to a friend or another family member, and it's going from job loss to job search. And I think the one thing that a lot of folks may not understand, if you've not experienced that, maybe personally or even directly with a family member, Al, there is a lot of grief that can go on with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Especially if that person was with that career for a long time.
Yeah, 20, 25, even 5, 10 years.
Yeah.
It's very stressful, and it's a loss.
You know,
and your body really does not know how to differentiate between a major loss, like loss of a family member or loss of a job. It's a loss, so it's going to react the same way.
That's very interesting, and I never would have thought of it that way. But when you think about it, how folks respond to the job loss, it is grief.
Yes,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
So what are some of the things that you can see, maybe your friend or family member and this person has experienced, or you yourself?
Right. Oh,
I have. It's no fun.
Oh,
losing a job is extremely stressful.
It is. So I had lost a job of 17 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, due to corporate cuts and the position. And it was, I'm being totally honest, it was, I woke up the next day. I was like, I don't know what do I do.
What to do? Right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are like, well, what do I do next? Some folks, what we've found is some of our customers, they've never actually gone through the hiring process or even filled out a resume or turned in a resume to get an interview. Some of them, because they've been working for the organization 20, 25, 30 years, they've just been hired on through an application. So now they have to start this process, which to them is new. And they don't know where to start.
Right.
And so now that just adds to everything and compounds everything and then makes the stress even more, you know, make it even worse for them.
So let's maybe start with the beginning of, and what were you going to say, Becca? You were going to say something?
Not remembering. But well, if you've never done a resume, that just makes the job search process even more intimidating on top of the fact that you're panicking because you've lost your job.
Right. So I think we should start with obviously the very beginning of the job loss. Go through talking about the grief, the stress of it, and some of the stages of stress, and then move into getting through that and starting over.
Right.
Because this is also really an incredible opportunity to go, you know what? If you think about it, do I want to do that anymore?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for you to sit down and take stock in, did I really enjoy what I was doing?
Right.
Or do I want to do what I enjoy doing?
Exactly.
And then make a decision.
And maybe change your life around, do something completely different.
Absolutely. Maybe end up owning your own business because you've always thought about doing it.
Absolutely.
Now is an opportunity for you to go down that path and pursue owning your own business.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to go through all of that. So like we talked about, and I did not know that, Al, that grief, the body doesn't know if it's the loss of a loved one or maybe a pet or a job.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's a process you have to go through.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So don't be like, I'm just going to blast past that.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work that way.
It doesn't work that way.
You have to acknowledge
that absolutely.
It is a huge loss, and you're not going to recover in one day. You will recover, but you can't expect yourself to bounce back after one day.
For some people, it's a lot shorter, and for others, it's a lot longer.
Right.
So everybody goes through grief and handles stress a lot differently.
And so let's talk about, because there are apparently some stages of stress that you should know, which again is part of the grieving process, right?
Right.
So what are some of the stages of stress that someone may experience after losing a, I'm sure you're going to read through these and I'm going to be like, yep. As people who have lost.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, like, yep. So what? Let's talk about the stages of stress that somebody might experience while they're grieving their job loss.
So as they go through the grief, the first thing, it's like a shock to their system, right? And they're in denial. Why is this happening to me? this shouldn't happen to me. What did I do? I didn't do anything, so why is it happening to me?
Right.
And so you'll more than likely spend some time trying to mull over, trying to think about, well, why is this going on? Because you're in shock.
Yeah.
So it's a shock to your system, especially if you know that you haven't done anything. But the one thing that, you know, we always try to help our customer understand is that, you know, when a company decides and makes the decision to lay folks off, it's not a personal thing.
Which is hard to process.
Absolutely. Yes.
Really, like you said, you can take it very personally.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, I gave my life to this company, blah, 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 budget cuts, your position, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
It's very personal to you.
Right. And so for some folks, they're either close to retirement or they really enjoy what they're doing, you know, especially for the folks that are close to retirement. They're, I only have 1 year, I only have 6 months, whatever the case may be. And they're still in disbelief that this is actually happening to them.
So kind of processing that information, right? One of the first stages for that grief process.
Yes.
And then what can you kind of expect after that? Of course, it's different for everybody, but it's, kind of.
Next is anger. And so one of the things that I want to make sure that we're clear about is even though you go through this stage, it's not cyclical because you can jump from one, go to the other.
Right. Or, it's not like,
you know, your goal is to get to acceptance. But you may be in acceptance and then somebody says something or something happens and then you jump right back to anger.
Anger, yes.
Because you're not completely through the grief or the stress.
Right.
Right. So the next stage is anger. And now you're angry. So before you're like, why is this happening to me? Now you're angry that it has happened to you.
Yeah.
And so if you get wound up in what we call the anger cycle and you stay there, it takes you a lot longer to get to acceptance.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, because now you're really upset. You're really mad. And I didn't do anything. Why me? Why, you know, you start questioning. And then when you can't find an answer for why or why me, then you get angry.
But you need to go through that anger.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Right, to get to acceptance.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then from there, you start thinking about bargaining. You know, if they let me get to my retirement, I'll just be an admin assistant. You know, you start bargaining things that you would do. I would give up this if I could have that, if I could only make it through, especially, you know, if you're close to retirement or you really love the environment that you were working and you really love the work that you were doing.
Yeah.
So you're willing to bargain anything. And so after the bargaining phase, some folks will go get depressed and they'll get into depression.
Yeah.
And, you know, depression, we all know, is an illness. And you've got to be very careful. If you know that you are depressed, you've got to go and seek professional help.
Right.
You know, at the Workforce Center, we kind of give you some clues as to things that, you know, you may be depressed, but we are not the subject matter experts. So you definitely have to go and seek help if you're in depression.
And you know you're in that
Absolutely.
Stage. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which it's okay to go through.
Yes.
Just make sure you get help for yourself.
Right. Okay. And some people will stay here longer than other people.
Right.
Because they don't have another way out. They don't have another way. They don't know how to, you know, where to start. You know, where to start looking for a job, how to start looking for a job, what do they do next? It's abrupt, it's sudden, and they don't know what to do.
And they feel they've lost their purpose in life.
Right.
Because we really associate ourselves and our self-esteem with our jobs.
Absolutely.
We may not realize that. And the second the job is gone and you have nowhere to go in the morning, it feels overwhelming.
Absolutely.
A sense of loss and loneliness and sorrow and uselessness.
Right.
Because not only are you losing the job, you're losing all of the relationships that you've built.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, the friends that you've made on the job, you know, those great relationships where you not only work together, but maybe possibly do things, you know, after work. So that's all part of the loss. And then from depression, we go to acceptance. And that's where, like I said earlier, that's where you want to get to. You want to get to acceptance. You want to get to acceptance where you accept, okay, this is something that happened. It wasn't anything personal. It was a business decision. But it's going to take you some time to get there.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not going to be like, oh, I just got laid off. Okay, I accept it.
I don't think so.
Okay, we do have to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to talk about the stages of stress and then kind of the signs and symptoms. I think we all know that. Mine's hair twisting, by the way.
Oh,
that's
wow.
One of mine. I'm a hair twister.
Oh, no.
But then we're going to kind of move into how you get, we're getting you to the acceptance points and then how you move forward in starting a new job search. So we will have more with Al Maxwell Becaton next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are continuing our series with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, talking with Becca Tan and Al Maxwell from Job Loss to Job Search. And before the break, we were kind of talking about the stages of grief that you go through. And yes, when you lose a job, especially, you know, maybe you've been there a year or two, but, you know, if you've even been there, like we're saying, a couple of, you know, maybe 20 years longer, that grief can be real. And I think a lot of people need to understand and accept that, too, because sometimes family and friends go, get over it.
Oh, no. You will eventually, but you can't you can't rush that. It is very normal.
Exactly.
But you know, be extremely upset.
But, you know, friends and family, they mean well.
Right.
And they feel like they're helping you.
Right.
You know, but what they don't understand is what you're going through. And so it's up to that person to try and help them understand. And then this is where assertiveness comes into play.
Right.
Because you're not working and they think they're helping you, they're going to find different things for you to do, which interrupts your job search. And we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Absolutely. And we did talk about the stages of grief, which is, by the way, the point is getting to acceptance, but you start with denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then you get to acceptance. Again, this is not a cyclical thing.
It's not linear. You might jump back and forth through
all of that. But also, obviously, when you've lost your job, it's extremely stressful, especially if you're the primary breadwinner or you're the only form of income or whatever those circumstances may be. So not only are you kind of dealing with the stages of grief, but in there is the stress and the stages of stress as well, right?
Yes. And I think most people are in denial that they're in a stress zone or in a stress mode. Because they think they can handle it, you know?
Right.
I'm strong. I can push through. I can do this. And so what the body does is the body gives you a couple of warnings. You know, at first, it gives you the first stage is the warning signs where you will have symptoms like occasional headaches. And some people will ignore it, especially if they have occasional headaches. They won't really think anything of it.
Right.
But if you have occasional headaches, that may be more frequent than before. Other things include, we talked about that kind of off air, the sleep disturbances.
Yes. That,
because you're worrying. You're constantly worrying about, you know, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? You know, when am I going to find a job? I need to find a job now and so forth and so on. Yeah. So you're up at night trying to work those things through. But what happens when you're doing that is you're not sleeping. So you're not allowing your body to go through those restful stages that it needs to re-energize and, you know, make you ready and prepared to go out and do that job search.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then you have the appearance of symptoms where you things like forgetfulness. Yeah, and some people will go, well, I'm normally forgetful. Well, this is a more severe forgetfulness. It's not necessarily about, well, where did I put my keys? Is you're forgetting some serious things.
Yes, because that stress is
exactly.
Yeah, so consuming.
I have a friend that told me when she was experiencing job loss, one of the things that she did, which totally amazed her, was she was reading the newspaper. She had it in her hand. And she put it in the refrigerator.
Oh my gosh.
She went to the refrigerator to get something out of the refrigerator.
And
not even
paper
thinking,
sitting,
put the paper in the refrigerator. And she was just going crazy trying to find the paper.
And it was in the refrigerator.
It was in the refrigerator.
Because she was so stressed.
She was so stressed out. And she was actually looking at the paper trying to find a job.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that just exacerbated.
Yes,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Conflict with others, you have that low tolerance that everybody says, now all of a sudden you're going to snap, right?
Yeah.
You're not willing to take and be accepting of what others will say. And lastly, the severe stress. And the severe stress, again, we talk about the depression. Depression, you've got to go get help. You've got to
seek help.
Absolutely have to go seek help. The insomnia gets worse. And then the mood swings and the personality changes. And you may not feel that or know that or aware of that for yourself.
Correct, right.
And that's where people are going to come in.
Your loved ones, friends, and loved ones are going to come in
and say, hey, what's wrong with you? And you go, nothing's wrong with me. But they're the ones that's actually seeing that you're going through these types of things.
But there is a way to move forward out of this,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. And the way to move forward is you've got to make yourself the priority. You have to take care of you first.
Okay.
You've got to get, if you need help, you've got to go get the help. You've got to blocking some time for you to do things like maybe exercising, pick up a hobby, you know, that you had a hobby before and you just didn't spend much time, maybe go back to that hobby. Right. Do some relaxation type things. If you like yoga, great opportunity for you to do yoga, even maybe just a walk every evening or every morning. Something to help clear your mind so that when you're ready to sit down and do your job search, your brain is clear. You don't have that fog.
Okay.
And then you can move forward.
Absolutely.
The other thing that you can do to help yourself is to set priorities.
Okay.
You know, a lot of folks will like, you know, I could do this, I could do that, I could do that. Now you have some time to really sit and think about how you want your job search to go.
Okay.
Right? So use that time and set some priorities. Set some goals, short-term goals, long-term goals, and decide how you're going to work through your job search. And one of those goals should be to come to the Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
Well, right. Of course.
Of course. And then, of course, then after you set your priorities, get your life kind of in balance there, put you first and then set your priorities, then you can move into that kind of job search.
State. Absolutely.
Okay.
Because if you don't take care of you and you don't accept the fact that you're stressed out or you don't recognize that you're still grieving, then you're going to go back through that cycle again.
And we don't want that.
Exactly.
Don't want that
and
at all.
And then at the end, you're going to figure out, I'm really angry. And then the anger may come out at not the right time.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about getting into the job search part of it after the job loss. So we will have more coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, where we are continuing our series with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Today, we're talking with Al Maxwell Becaton about from job loss to job search. And by the way, we need to mention, this is one of the
free workshops at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
Yes, workshops at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Because I'm being totally serious. Like in those two breaks that we did on getting through the grief and the stress, that was just a fraction of what is covered in this workshop. So again, to go see the workshops that the Pikes Peak Workforce Center has available and to get registered for those workshops, how can folks do that?
Go to ppwfc.org and then find Job Seekers and Workshops, and then it will ask you to set up your account in Connecting Colorado. That's how you access the workshops to register for them, but you can find all that information on ppwfc.org.
And then just get registered, look at the upcoming, because you guys release the schedule like what, a month kind of in advance?
Two months in advance.
Okay. So this is one of the fantastic workshops that is available for free. And before the break, we quickly got through the stages of grief and the stages of stress. But hey, we kind of covered it. And in getting you to acceptance of your job loss, which we all need to get to if we lose our jobs.
That's right.
Right.
But now we need to make the step into that transition into, okay, I've accepted.
So, yes.
Now we're going
to move. Now I'm ready to go look forward. For the job.
Right. Okay. So what do we need to do to get started?
So once you've accepted, what you need to do to get started is small steps planning. Get a calendar, maybe a month calendar. Remember, you've got to take care of you first.
Right.
So about 7 to 11 blocks on that calendar time frame, whether it be an hour, 2 hours, whatever the case may be, block out some time for you.
Okay.
And then next, you want to block out and carve out time for your family, 3 to 4 blocks for family. And so folks will say to us, well, my family is my family. I have to spend time with my family. And I would say, not always, because you've got to do your job search.
Right.
So think about when your family is not at home, at school or at work.
Right.
That's your time for you to do your job search. Right.
That's
your time to block out time for you. And then when they come back, then you're with your family.
And, you know, I kind of mentioned, Al, during the break, like, well, if you have a business or you work from home,
right,
say you're a telecommuter, or say you have your own business and you work from home, that time you have to literally block out that time
to
work,
Yes.
And it's kind of that same. It's that
it
same
has to
concept.
Be a priority, or if there's too many people at home and it's not quiet enough, go do your job search at the library.
Absolutely,
right.
You know, and one of the things that will definitely help you with your stress is not try to go through this yourself, because it's going to impact your family too. You've got to have that sit down conversation with your family. Hey, this is what happened to mom and dad. We may have to cut some corners. Here's some things we're looking at. Give them an opportunity to give input of how, you know, you can work through that.
Perfect.
So that you're not trying to do this yourself, right?
Right.
You actually have that support system that will help you. And so they will understand when you say, well, you know what? Now, between now and then, an hour or two, I've got to go look for a job. And
right.
they will understand that versus you not saying anything. And then they want to know, well, why don't you want to talk to us? Why don't you want to be around us?
Why are you trying to juggle? Right.
Exactly.
Communicate.
Exactly.
We were
Absolutely.
Just talking about communication.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So communicate.
Yes. And right. then lastly, the remaining of the time is left for your job search. And including in that time, you should take a visit down to the Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
Okay.
Come in, have a conversation with us. Becca just mentioned about how you can sign up for some of our workshops, but don't only do it from home. Come in. you know, sign up with us, come and sign up with us, have a conversation with us, see how we can help you, because we actually have programs that we may be able to help you.
Like with your job search.
Yes.
So there, and I, can folks come in, and correct me if I'm wrong, but can folks come in and meet with, say, I don't want to use like an outdated term, but a career counselor. That's what comes. Does that make sense? You know what I'm talking about? But can speak with somebody and, hey, maybe they want to come in and go, you know what? I did this for 15 years. I want to do, you know, kind of help. Maybe say they want to change a career.
Right.
Is that, you know, can they come into the Pikes Peak Workforce Center and talk with somebody about that or their options and stuff like that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, you know, like I said, that's part of your job search. Explore all opportunities. But remember, in this time frame, free is a great thing, right? I have a saying that I said, F-R-E-E is a beautiful thing because nothing is coming out of your pocket. You already have things coming out of your pocket and you don't really have anything coming in to balance that out.
Right.
So every opportunity you get, like you mentioned, the library, go to the library. Library offers services too. And it's a great place for you to have some quiet time, especially if you have a kid. Now it's summertime.
No distractions.
Exactly.
Right.
Family is home. You have family visiting, all those distractions. Go to the library.
Right.
And you can do some really serious job searching at the library.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think another thing we want to mention, though, is don't search for a job 7 days a week. When you were working, you only worked 5 days a week. You've got to give yourself time off. And some family and friends will try to pressure you to be looking for a job constantly. You can't. Right. You have to give yourself a break. So that's why Al's talking about you schedule blocks of time to job search and then blocks of time to do something for yourself and then blocks of time to do something with your family. You can't be 24/7 trying to look for a job. You have to shut that off just like you do with your regular job when you're working and have time for yourself.
Yeah, and looking at, because you actually provide in the workshop the small steps planning
calendar. Yes.
And I'm looking, Al, at kind of how it's broken up into morning, afternoon, and evening.
Right.
But you're not saying in this small planning, a steps planning calendar to get to your job search every day.
No, you don't even have to do that every day.
Right. It might be two times a week, three times a week,
absolutely.
One time a week.
Absolutely. And you know, the other thing that you should be aware of is your energy level. You know, when is your energy at its greatest?
Right.
So if you consider yourself to be a morning person, you probably wake up 6, maybe 5, 7 o'clock.
Ouch.
But then, so you can tell she's not a morning person, right?
Like, I roll out about 11:30.
You know, so if you think about that, you're up, you're getting ready, you're doing the coffee thing, maybe going for a walk, walking the dog, whatever the case may be, and you're pumped and ready to go. And then maybe around 3 o'clock, you find that you're not as pumped. So if you decide that you want to do your job search at 3 o'clock, you're not going to get the best results.
Right. Right.
Your best results will be in the time frame where you're more upbeat and you're more alert and aware of what's going on.
Or like you're saying, like, you know, I have friends, of course, that are, you know, a lot of kids, we all have friends that are, kids are home for the summer. And guess when they get most of their stuff done?
Yes.
Before the kids wake up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But then again, and not everyone is, you know, is a morning person. And that's one of the reasons, we are aware of that. And that's one of the reasons why our workshops are either in the morning or in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So if you're a morning person, we have morning workshops for you. And then if you're an afternoon person, we have afternoon workshops for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So set up across the calendar and don't overwhelm your, 7 days a week is not healthy.
No.
Yes.
Looking for a job. Mm. Talk about shoving more stress into
the equation. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you want quality job search time.
Right, absolutely.
Right, not quantity.
And you know, and the other thing that, you know, some folks will say to themselves, well, I need a job now and I'll just take any job. You may want to think about that a lot before you actually go out and take any job.
Right.
Because you may not last very long because you may not have gone through those stages of stress or gone through those stages of grief. And you may not be ready to take any job. Absolutely.
That may be cutting into your job search.
Right. Absolutely. Exactly. And it may compound your stress even more.
Absolutely. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about that quality job search, right?
Yes.
I'm sure we've all been there if we've lost a job going, I need that job, I need it now.
Mercy. Yes.
But let's give them some tips to help them find that quality job.
Yes.
Okay, we'll have more with Al Maxwell Becaton next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And today we're talking from job loss to job search. And we just talked about you've gone through the grieving process, you've come to acceptance and getting through the stress process, and now you are starting the job search. And like we were just talking about, the small steps planning calendar, set aside a time for just you,
yes,
your family,
right,
and then job search.
Yes.
So now we're moving into the job search stage, and there's so many ways you can look for a job.
Absolutely.
And especially if you haven't been, I'm just taking the example. You haven't been in the job market for a while searching, how you used to look for a job and how people look for jobs now.
Very different.
It may be very different. Overwhelming for some people, right?
Yeah.
So what are some good tips to help folks get started? Of course, you can take the workshop.
Right.
Thank you, Renee.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
But what are some good tips to get them into starting that job search process?
So just to make a decision about what platform you want to use to do your job search. So
we were just kind of reviewing all of those. So online.
Yes.
Right. You've got Connecting Colorado.
Correct. Connecting Colorado. You've got Indeed, Hot Jobs, Monster.
Right.
There's ZipRecruiter. There are lots of online sites that you can go to apply for jobs. If you're looking to apply for a city job or a county job, then you go to those websites.
Correct.
Yes.
And then, as we've talked about, and had an entire, by the way, show on federal jobs, entirely different story.
Absolutely.
Go listen to that show and get signed up for that workshop or two. There's two, right? Of those, federal job, right? Mm-hmm. And then I had no idea.
Yeah.
They still post jobs in the paper.
Yes, in the Sunday paper.
Every Sunday.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Job ads in the Sunday paper.
I literally had no idea.
Yeah.
I remember searching the paper for job ads.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? But also think outside of the box.
Absolutely.
So get out there. And I love this one. Volunteer.
Yes.
Gets you out of the house.
Exactly.
Meet new people.
And you're networking. Networking is the number one way for you to find a job.
Right.
And so you're interacting with people, you're talking with them about your skills and your experiences, and they get to know you. And if something comes up, maybe in that organization that you're volunteering that you qualify, they may offer you an interview.
Right.
Or those individuals that you're volunteering with or volunteering to help, they may know of people who are looking for someone like you.
Right.
But the only way you're going to do that is if you go out and volunteer.
And volunteer and network.
And network.
And in fact, I think our last show, Becca, was on networking.
Yes,
it was. So you can go back and get those tips. And there's, again, a workshop.
Yes.
Free workshop.
That you can take on networking. Yeah. But also, we talk about this every Wednesday when we do our Jobs Wednesday. And some folks may not be used to this at all, hiring events.
Right,
or
right.
career fairs.
Fabulous opportunity to meet recruiters in person, face to face.
And get questions asked that you normally won't. If you're sitting behind a computer and you're turning in applications, you're like, I wonder what this means. You actually get an opportunity to talk to recruiters and hiring managers, and you get some of those questions answered.
Well, and I noticed when we were talking to Crystal this last Wednesday for the Jobs Wednesday, and she was listing all the hiring events that were happening at the Pikes Peak. Many of those were hiring on the spot.
Yes.
Hiring on the spot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why they're there, because we help get the word out for them, the employers, and then all of these people come at once, and the recruiters are lined up and ready to go to interview people.
Yeah. Right.
And Becca just mentioned it. It is an interview, and it's a hiring event and interview, and you get hired on the spot. So big tip for you is to dress the part.
Right. Have your resume ready.
Have your resume ready, dressed apart. Come in ready and dress for an interview.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then don't at career fairs.
Yeah.
They're all over town all the time. You know, we have them at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. We have them out in the community. And then many of the larger employers are also having career fairs regularly in the community. Yeah. So if you're just searching online or in the newspaper, you'll find these opportunities all the time. We also post them on our Facebook. And so there are so many jobs right now.
Yeah, it's unbelievable right now.
There are about 12,000 jobs right now, open jobs in the Pikes Peak region.
Right. Yeah. And the one thing, and again, this may be new for some folks to how they look for a job, but I think the last big job fair you guys had was, 180?
Employers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That says a lot.
Right.
It says a lot.
And if it sounds too overwhelming, what we're talking about right now is, if you're kind of apprehensive and you really don't know where to start, come in and talk to us.
Right. You're going to help them.
Yeah, absolutely. Come in and talk to us, sit down and chat, and then we'll kind of guide you.
Absolutely.
Right? With your input, decide where you want to be.
So don't get overwhelmed.
Yes.
Okay. No. So
one day at a time.
One day at a time. Breathe. right?
That's right.
So let's give them all the information about the workshops, how they can get connected if they have questions, helping them with their job search, or maybe they just want to start all over again. That's the possibility, that's right. too.
And it is. It's good to do that sometimes right. in life. So they can go to our website, ppwfc.org, and then search for the workshops, and then register in Connecting Colorado to attend the workshops.
Absolutely. And you can look for jobs there.
Absolutely. And then if you're having any difficulty trying to navigate that website, just give us a call.
Yeah.
And give us a call and one of our technicians or someone will help you.
Yeah,
walk you through that.
If you have not been on the Connecting Colorado website, there's a lot there.
There are tons of jobs there.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of info. So sometimes navigating that can be. So call.
Yeah.
Get your questions answered.
Absolutely.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for the great info. And again, if you missed any of this, you can get it on the podcast, KRDO.com. Look under the radio tab and look for Pikes Peak Workforce Center. And you can get all the previous podcasts for our entire series that we've done. Go take advantage of the free workshops.
Yes,
absolutely.
Please.
Perfect. Thank you, Becca. Al, thanks so much.
Thanks
coming
for having
up
us.
Tomorrow,
thanks,
yeah.
Thanks for having us.
And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, it is Business Edition. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.